This article is on kindness. Kindness doesn't wear just one outfit. It can be a composite of any number of heart energies, meaning that it can wear many different outfits. For instance, my kindness usually has a base made up from the energies of honesty and covering. On that base, I hopefully will add whatever other heart energy the circumstance calls for. From that premise, kindness can get expressed in many different ways, depending on both the energies a person has to offer and the energies the other person can receive. What keeps us in balance is discerning what the recipient is able to claim and what we have to offer. Most of us would prefer just to wrap our package of kindness up and offer the same gift to everyone. But of course, when we do that, and they aren't grateful, which probably they won't be, we get our feelings hurt. Personally, my hang-up comes when I expect everyone with whom I share kindness to receive my intent to cover them. If they can resonate the energy of covering with me, having that expectation works great. But if they can't, I might falsely believe that they're just not aware of how kind I am being. Just as we want to neatly package our kindness as one size fits all, we also want to receive kindness in a certain way. For instance, I want honesty to be part of their kindness package, or I am wary to receive anything. But while their kindness package may not have the energy of honesty as one of its components, their kindness offering might have lots of compassion. And if I am only looking to see if honesty is up front and center, I may miss the whole package of their compassion that comes in their kindness gift. One of the energy components of kindness I'm offering in this article is diversity. There is also my base of honesty and covering. Maybe just one, maybe none of those energies resonate with you right now, but hopefully it will make you more aware of the diversity of kindness. Do you have any questions or comments?
You know, it's almost as though what you just talked about would apply to, I guess, any energy and whether or not it can be shared with someone, the different facets that people have. And I was in particular with kindness, I think kindness some kind gets wrapped up in something we might call caretaking. How would you address the difference between the two?
Well, that's true. Caretaking and kindness usually get confused. But I used kindness as the package, and it's true. Any energy is a package, a composite of different energies frequently. But kindness is the thing that we look for first in a friendship or relationship. It's the thing that if we feel it's not there, we get our feelings hurt around the most. And if we know kindness is there, you know, in some of the other articles, I've talked about sharing your feelings to keep the space real. If kindness is there and we recognize that they're giving us real energies from their self that we can receive, not just what they want to give, but what we can receive, we have a base of kindness with each other that we can build on, to add other energies, to add other experiences, to be able to clear feelings, to grow together.
Thank you.